So I read a few articles and interviews with Ballant and with some architects, and I wanted to tell today about what do other people think, his collaborators and architects he worked with. So Libeskind says he's a thinker, a mystic, and he says that most engineers don't see engineering as an evolving adventure in design, but Cecil does. Philip Johnson, who's now 90, oh, very, very 90, my teacher, my mentor. Balmont's mad, he's brilliant, he's changing shapes for the world. I gave him free rein and I didn't really keep up with it. It was clear to me that this man knew perfectly what it was I wanted. We need to invent a new word for what he does. Charles Jenks, who's a critic of architecture, says that Cecil Balmont is the world's leading thinker on form and structure. He's the power behind the throne. And he says that even as a professional critic, it's very hard to know who to credit. There's the legal issue of copyright, as well as the issue of who actually did it. This refers to the FOA, Foreign Office Architects adventure that you mentioned last time. Balmont was nearly sued. That wasn't a sue, actually. They just wrote a letter with a lawyer to him. The thing was with Yokohama, he helped them a lot. There will be some quotings from that as well. And at a certain, when they won the competition, they said that Arup is too expensive and they just cut him out. Kulhas says that Cecil has a much more profound understanding of architecture, and I a much more profound understanding of structure. That creates a situation where we simultaneously talk about both and where ideas can be launched from either side in either domain. Collaborating with Cecil has allowed us not to differentiate our architecture, but to produce a different architecture, yeah? An architecture that is more fundamentally engaged with issues of structure than many of our colleagues. So that kind of really makes Balmond a powerful person. And Daniel Bossia from Balmond's AGU Super Unit Engineering Architect says that about the way we work. The way we get to a design isn't for a linear process like optimization or refinement on preconceived form. It's more about discovering a system. HH is like that. It's starting from testing systems, materials, material system, numeric system, and their opportunities in architecture. And this is Alejandro Zarapolo from a partner at Foreign Office Architects. And he said about Balmont, he said we could do it with a wavy piece of steel. That's about Yokohama. At first there was just columns. And Kulhas said that he was a competition jury member. He says that it was really beautiful and the shape of the building itself is its structural solution. So that really points out that the Balmont's input was great and round. And now a bit what Mr. Balmont says. This was the worst episode in my career about the Yokohama FOA adventure. He was an idea that frankly transformed their work. I gave it to them and then, god damn it, they cut me out. It became embarrassing. Balmont says in an interview with Jennifer Cobbett, when working on a project for Ben Van Berkel, the problem is about claiming credit for the architecture. For the record, that's architecture, he says, pointing at the plans on the table. That's Ben Van Berkel. Balmont came up with the initial idea for the plan and then worked out a way to make it feasible. But that detail will fade away. No one will ever know what Balmont did, he says, using the third person. Part of an engineer's job description is to remain anonymous. Balmont says to other engineer, and informal, release the world of engineering and feel free to enter architecture. And the story from Balmut. I started playing classical guitar, seriously at 22. And by the age of 30, it was too late. You couldn't become a classical professional. So it's like the guitar. By the time I seriously found out what I wanted, I was in my mid-40s to be an architect. Well, maybe I should have thought about that in my 20s, I don't know. And Balmut says, I know there are some problems now where I lose out on the ideas and they get taken and appropriated, but I have something deeper than the idea. They take the shape maybe, but I've got something ahead of them, because structure for me is about the connection of ideas. I want to blaze a new path in the philosophy of structure. That's a bigger agenda than architecture. And I guess that's where I am. So probably the next question will be, where exactly is Mr. Zonit?
Oh, she's awesome.